Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. That not enoughness, Renee, that is another ploy I feel like that we can get buried under. So you might be, you know, serving, stewarding well over here, but dropping it over here, or serving well, you know, in this one area, but forgetting about the poor. And, you know, we're not enough. And so, but we're called to this confident heart that you're right about. So speak to that person listening who's constantly turning every which way, to the right, to the left, going, if I do it right here, I don't do it right over here.
The truth is you will never be able to do it all at the same time. And it's just not possible, and God doesn't want you to. And that's the thing I would say is you probably, very likely, expect way more of yourself than God does. And I think it's really important that we identify where is that divine magnet in me that draws me to where God wants me to serve. And so many times we do say yes to this and yes to that, and we're all over the place. And we've really got to narrow our focus and say, okay, God, where that spiritual gift or that passion you've put in me, use it as a divine magnet to help me find that one place that you want me to serve outside of my family or with my family, or maybe it is just my family, depending on the season of life I'm in, or, you know, just it just depends on where you are. But just knowing that you don't have to be enough. You aren't expected to be a savior. God doesn't want you to be a savior. He wants you to boast in your weakness, so that his power might rest on you and others might see that you are a cracked pot and the only glory they see in your life is him in you. And so do the best you can. And if it's not enough, just give yourself grace and cut back so that you can, you know, do what's enough for the commitments that you've made. And that's been a hard lesson for me, but that's a lesson I talk about in chapter 9. Sometimes we just got to cut back in seasons of life and stop doing as much as we're doing so that we can be a good steward of that one thing that God is calling us to.
Absolutely. Well, we only have a little bit of time left, but I know that this book came out a while ago, and so what we're really celebrating is the devotional. And so say a word about how the devotional is different than the book.
It's a meaty book, and it includes 11 chapters. And for some women, they don't read chapters as much. And so I took the best content in the book and put 50% of it into the new devotional book, and then I added 50% new content from other women's stories as well as my own, and wrote 60 days worth of devotion. So it's 60 days to stop doubting yourself. And what I'm most excited about is each day there is a statement at the end of each devotion that says, when I say something, God says this. For instance, on day 15, when I say I don't deserve another chance, God says, I will remember your sins no more. And then it always comes with a promise. And so each day there's a devotion with a prayer and a key verse, and then a specific way, I call it a thought map. So it's a new thought map based on God's promises so that all day long you can dwell in the power of that promise and realign your thoughts with God's thoughts. So I'm very excited about the feedback from readers. It's just been so encouraging, and I think it's because each day is digestible. It's not little short devotions. They're about 700 words each, about a page and a half each, but they're just meaty enough to nourish our hearts and give us something to really dwell on all day.